The arrival of the Omicron variant means the potential of long hours once again for healthcare workers. And studies show that burnout is increasing among nurses who bear the brunt of daily care for patients in the hospital. Many are lacking the adequate resources and support to continue on in hazardous work conditions.
For more, we're joined on the KCBS RingCentral Newsline by Sophia George, Dean and Professor at Florida Atlantic University College of Nursing. Professor, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So first of all, let's talk about the nurses overall. Why are they burning out now more than ever? Is it all pandemic related?
Well, we know that nurses have experienced burnout prior to the pandemic, but now with the COVID-19 pandemic in full force and going through, you know, several waves of it, we see an increased reporting of those who are reporting less satisfaction with their nursing careers due to a number of factors, including staffing levels, pay, a number of factors. So some are moving towards earlier retirement, or some are, you know, demanding more pay. So a number of reasons, but the main reason that have been cited includes, you know, frustration with a number of things, including flexibility in their schedules, feeling overworked, stressed out, or just feeling burnt out in general, especially regarding not having enough other nursing staff members to support them.
And to that end, there's a survey from the American Association of Critical Care Nurses showing 66% of respondents considering leaving the profession. So how do you train, how do you recruit the next generation of nurses after this pandemic?
So surprisingly, we have a increased level of interest in nursing regardless of the COVID-19 pandemic. We know that globally there's a significant nursing shortage. There are a shortage of about 500,000 nurses worldwide. And in every state, there's a significant shortage. And so, especially with the pandemic, we've seen more people from other professions who have expressed interest in leaving those professions to then join nurses because of the attention that nurses have received as being the primary healthcare providers who've been on the front lines with COVID-19, although we have been on the front lines, you know, for decades and centuries, if you will. So increased interest in nursing profession. And in order to, I think, you know, retain nurses, nursing schools, we do a great job of preparing them for, you know, real world experiences, you know, increasing their critical thinking skills, also flexibility. Flexibility is a huge thing that's needed, and adaptability. In the survey that we did with Cross Country Healthcare, some of the nurses also were providing advice to their nursing students of, you know, being having an increased need of being adaptable and flexible, of course, because healthcare has such a high demand, fast paced environment that nurses really need to be able to be flexible and adaptable. And so we're seeing that increased need for empathy as well. And so I think nursing education leaders or nursing schools, colleges of nursing, need to be sure to prepare nurses to be resilient, if you will, in addition to being critical thinkers and being empathic. And then on the other side, on the healthcare side, there's a, you know, increased need for nurse leaders, those chief nursing officers, for example, to really, you know, increase the levels of compensation they have for nurses, as well as the support they have in place for nurses to avoid compassion fatigue and burnout.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Sophia George is Dean and Professor at Florida Atlantic University College of Nursing.